الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. We were discussing these verses of poetry of our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, which are entitled Jab Dil Se Unhe Hum Chahenge Woh Khud Hi Karam Farmayenge. When we ourselves are going to want Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, when we are going to have that urge from within us to become Allah Ta'ala's, then Allah Ta'ala Himself will become ours.
Ab ishq mein unki khatir hum aankhon se lahu barsayenge jab dil se unhein hum chahenge وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے مخلوق ہے ادنا سا سورج جب اس کو نہیں ہم دیکھ سکے پھر خالق عالم کا جلوہ دنیا میں بھلا کیا پائیں گے آتا ہے مجھے نالوں میں مزا اے زاہد نادا طنز نہ کر جب عشق ہے ان کا دل میں میرے پھر کیوں نہ ہمیں تڑپائیںگے.
So we had discussed the first verse. In the second verse, Hazrat says that مخلوق ہے ادنا سا سورج. The sun is a small little creation of Allah تبارک و تعالی. No matter how majestic and how great it seems to us, it is a small creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's the smallest of all of the stars, is the sun. And yet it gives us so much of warmth, so much of energy, so much of everything, so much of brightness and light. Jab usko nahi hum dekh sake. When that small little creation of Allah ta'ala, we cannot see with a naked eye. Phir khaliqe alam ka jalwa, dunya mein bhala kya payenge? Then the jalwa and the greatness and the majesty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, where are we ever going to get that in the dunya? We are not going to be able to get that in the dunya. People are waiting. Now, the Bani Israel, they told Musa alayhi salam, فَقَدْ سَأَلُوا مُوسَى أَكْبَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ فَقَالُوا أَرِنَ اللَّهَ جَهَرَةً. They asked Musa alayhi salam that show us Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah تبارك وتعالى says, لَن تَرَانِي وَلَكِنِ انْظُرْ إِلَى الْجَبَلِ فَإِنِ اسْتَقَرَّ مَكَانَهُ فَسَوْفَ تَرَانِي. You will never be able to see me, but look at the mountain, the mount of Tur, Sinai, and I will shine some of my tajalli on that mountain, and if you are able to look at that, then maybe you will see. But the mountain shattered into smithereens. The mountain was not able to bear the jalwa, the noor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If there is anything that can bear the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is the broken heart of the believer. Ana inda munkasiratil qulub. I stay in the broken heart of the believer. And how does that heart break of the believer? It breaks when he shatters his haram desires. When the believer shatters his haram desires and the heart breaks, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala resides in such a person's heart. My Ustad Azad Mulana Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib, he says in a beautiful verse of poetry, he says,
Basa lena kisi ko dil mein dil hi ka kaleja hai. Basa lena kisi ko dil mein dil hi ka kaleja hai. Pahadon ko to bas aata hai jal kar tur ho jana. Pahadon ko to bas aata hai jal kar tur ho jana.
If anyone has the guts, the ability to make Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reside in him, then it is the heart of the believer. Even the mountains cannot contain that jalwa and that greatness and that majesty and the grandeur of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. All they know is how to burn and become tur, referring to that particular verse of the Quran Sharif. So, when we can't see the sun, how are we ever going to get the great jalwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world? But we have to keep on doing and striving. Keep on doing and striving.
Qadam ho,
in the same verse as Mufti Taqi Usmani says,
Qadam ho raahe ulfat mein to manzil ki havas kaisi. Qadam ho raahe ulfat mein to manzil ki havas kaisi. Yahan to ain manzil hai thakkan se chur ho jana. Yahan to ain manzil hai thakkan se chur ho jana.
When our foot is in the path of love, how can we ever long to reach the destination? In the path of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can we ever long to reach the destination? No, I want to see Allah ta'ala. No, I must get a dream. You carry on doing your work. That is our job as servants and slaves, is to carry on doing our work. Here the destination is, yaha to ain manzil hai, thakkan se chur ho jana. The destination is that we must tire ourselves in the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the ibadat of Allah tabaraka. That is the destination. We must make ourselves tired. Khole wo, ya na khole dar, us pe ho kyu teri nazar, tu to bas apna kaam kar, yani sada lagaye ja. Whether he opens the door or he doesn't open the door, or he makes his tajalli shine in your heart or he doesn't let it shine in your heart, why should we be looking at that? As slaves and servants, our job is to just continuously tire ourselves. Keep on crying before him. Keep on wailing before him. And asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for his love, for his mercy, for his maghfirat. And that is what our job is as servants and slaves. And that is what Hazrat is saying in these verses. That we are never going to be able to see and get the full tajalli. And therefore the pious servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after making ibadat their whole lives, they say, ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik, ma arafnaka haqqa ma'rifatik. After all of that ibadat, ya Allah, we haven't been able to recognize you as you ought to have been recognized. We haven't been able to worship you as you ought to have been worshipped. After all of that ibadat also, no one will enter Jannat because of his ibadat. Ultimately, they will enter Jannat because of the mercy and the fazl of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told her that, oh Aisha,
Everyone who enters Jannat will enter because of the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of His mercy. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, that not even you, Ya Rasulullah. He said, not even me. Illa ayyataghammadani Allahu bi rahmatih. Except that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala envelops me in His mercy. So our job as servants is to keep on doing. In Urdu they say, karte raho, darte raho. Karte raho, darte raho. Na itna karo ke darna chhod do, na itna daro ke karna chhod do. Keep doing, keep fearing. Keep doing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And keep having fear. Al-Iman bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. Iman is all about, it's between fear and hope. Fear and hope. We fear the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have great hope in His mercy. That's what we say in the witr every day. Narjo rahmatak wa nakhsha adab. We have hope in your mercy, but we fear your punishment. Karte raho, darte raho. Do, keep doing and keep fearing. Don't do so much that you stop fearing. And don't fear so much that you stop doing. It's very deep. It's very deep. And we must maybe ponder and reflect over this. Don't do so much that we become complacent, like how Shaitan was. He made so much of ibadat that it got to him. He became an eye specialist. He said, I am better than him. Shaitan became an eye specialist. No ill feelings if there's any eye specialist in the gathering. I'm just... This is not the E-Y-E eye specialist. It's the eye specialist. He said, I am better than him. Because he made so much ibadat, so it got to his head. So keep doing, but keep fearing Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Don't fear so much that you stop doing any actions. We become despondent. And don't do so much that we lose all fear. It shouldn't be like that also. Then he says that aata hai mujhe naalo mein maza ae zahide nada tanz na kar. I get enjoyment in taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Don't point fingers at me. When a person is in love with someone, can anyone tell him anything? No one can explain to him anything then. If someone is greatly in love with the Haram Sharif, with going to the Haram Sharif, with coming, he can be as old as he is. But that love is not going to let him stay at home. Then he goes, he endures difficulty upon himself. He will go there, he will wait in the crowds, he'll make sure he gets there, he'll do so much. No one can explain to him that, look here, you're getting old, relax, take time. Aata hai mujhe naalo mein maza. I get great enjoyment in taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in abstaining from sins. I get a great amount of enjoyment in all of that. Don't point a finger at me, please. And that is what it is all about. To become a divana. To become a divana. A divana is one who is deeply in love with Allah, madly in love. And that is what it requires of us. The path to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it requires divangi. Divangi. Where a person, he just obeys without understanding why Allah ta'ala is telling me this. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was ready to sacrifice his son. There was no logic behind it. It was because Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said it. That was it. Farzanagi ko badale divanagi se dam me. Mil jaye agar ae dil tujhko koi divana. A farzana is one who does everything based on the yardstick of their intellect. If it appeals to them, they do it. But Hazrat says that farzangi will change with divangi. If what? If you have a divana in your life, someone who loves Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, if you have his companionship and you stay with him, then that divangi will rub off onto you as well. That divangi and that madness will rub off onto you. No one is saying that we must not search for the hikmat and the wisdom. Why? Every command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is immersed in hikmat and wisdom. Every command. But our practicing upon it is not dependent upon whether we have understood the wisdom behind it or not. Our practicing upon it is dependent upon the level of mad love we have for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We must just practice. And therefore Hazrat says in one beautiful verse that just comes to mind, Mustanad raste wahi maane gaye, jin se hoke tere diwane gaye, laut aaye jitne farzane gaye, taaba manzil sirf diwane gaye, taaba manzil sirf diwane gaye, taaba manzil sirf diwane gaye, aah ko nisbat hai kuch ushaq se, aah nikli aur pehchane gaye. He said, mustanad raste wahi maane gaye. The real path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the path on which those madly in love with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tread upon. That is the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lot aaye jitne farzane gaye. Those who want to think about everything with the yardstick of their intellect, they could never make it. Lot aaye jitne farzane gaye. They could never make it. Taab manzil sirf diwane gaye. To reach the destination, you have to be one who is madly in love with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that is something that we need to bring into our lives. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam taught us du'as. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba al-ashya'i ilayna. Ya Allah, make your love the most beloved thing to me. Waj'al khashyataka akhwaf al-ashya'i indi. Ya Allah, let your khashiyat, your fear, your awe be the most, the thing that I fear the most. These are things that we need to beg and ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, a person can never have full iman until he loves me more than he loves his parents, his children, his own self, one nasi ajma'in, and the whole of mankind. These are things that we need to ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for. The love of Allah ta'ala, the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. It comes by how? By what? It comes by staying in the company of those who love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That's where it comes from. Batao mein ye milti hai jahan se, ye milti hai khuda ke aashiqon se, duaon se aur unki sohbaton se. You get it from the lovers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, by staying in their company, by pondering and reflecting over the magnificence of Allah tabaraka, over the ni'mats and the bounties that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has blessed one with. So many ni'mats and bounties. We just have to look around us and see. Just look around us and see. Just the egg that we have in the morning, that small, that egg, did we ever ponder and reflect where it comes from? That hen, lucky I didn't say rooster, the hen, it eats seeds, and every day it gives one perfect egg. Did we ever think and ponder where does it come from? What is it? What a system! How amazing. Ponder and reflect over that. The love of Allah Ta'ala settles in the heart. Ponder and reflect over the rising of the sun, over the night for rest, over the different... I mean, Allah Ta'ala could have made life very boring for us. He could have said that you people are coming into the dunya and you know what? Putu is enough for you for your 60, 70 years. You don't need anything. You can live with that. But look, all other animals, that's what they do. They eat one thing. If a bird eats seeds, then he eats seeds his whole life. Cow eats grass and whole life eats grass only, nothing. No masala, no other spice. Today I want to make it a little bit different. No such thing. Look at all these ni'mat and bounties and recognize Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with this. So many we have to study the Quran. And Allah ta'ala mentions all of these things in the Quran Sharif. The Quran is not only to listen in Taraweeh or just to read in Arabic. It must not be that our lives go by and we haven't pondered and reflected over the Quran Sharif. It's so important. And this is what is going to bring the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in our hearts. And he says, Jab ishq hai unka dil mein mere, phir kyun na hame tarpayenge? When I have the love of Allah ta'ala in my heart, then why is it not going to make me jump? It's going to give me enjoyment. That love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is going to give me enjoyment. It's going to give me ecstasy. So please, don't point fingers on me if I speak about my beloved Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That's what he's saying. Jab ishq hai unka dil mein mere, phir kyun na hame tarpayenge? Then in everything Allah ta'ala will be speaking about. Look at the person who's in love with some football star or some soccer, cricket star. And what does a person even get out of it? What, imagine after 5 days of ball-to-ball coverage and the match is a draw. What did you get out of it? 5 days, ball-to-ball, no, he hit like this and it went like this and Ummate Muslima par to ban aayi hai. Aaj, the poet says, addressing the youth of the ummat, Aaj ke naujawan, sun le meri fuga. O youth of today, listen to my cry, listen to my lament, listen to my complaint. Ummate muslima par to ban aayi hai, aur tu gend balle ka shahid aayi hai. Tujh pe kyun is qadar behisi chhai hai? Kyun nahi uthata hai haathon mein teer o kama? Aaj ke naujawan, sun le meri fuga. He said the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is being battered from pillar to post. So many problems, difficulties, calamities are befalling the ummah. And we worried about our football and our bat and ball, and we worried about this game and the Saturday night and the night club. This is what we worried about. Tujh pe kyun is qadar behisi chhai hai? Why do we have this level of indifference, negligence, heedlessness? Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say that ghaflat is the hen that lays the rotten eggs. We must be very careful of ghaflat, indifference. It doesn't matter. People can be said, I'm going to do what I have to do. In the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. Kyun nahi uthata hai haathon mein teer o kama? Literally it means that why don't you pick up the bow and arrow? In other words, it means why don't you do something fruitful for the ummah, beneficial for the ummah? Khayrukum anfa, khayrun nas anfa'uhum linnas. The best of people are those who are of benefit to people. Why don't you do something that is beneficial instead of just watching the match? Rather go and play outside yourself. At least it will help you. But you just watch the match. But the point is, we have to ask Allah Ta'ala for His love. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen. سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.